This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Chapel Roan. And it's the Q Morning Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Our phone number, 216-474-0104. You can call us on that number. You can also text us at the same number. I'm getting caught up with our text machine and all of the texts that have come in.
Uh-huh. I haven't even looked yet this morning.
Well, it looks like our Apple ID was charged.
Uh-oh.
$143.99 on the App Store.
Ah, well, somebody better take care of that. That better not be going on my bill.
If unauthorized, contact Apple support. And there's a number here, which I guarantee is not Apple support.
Oh, hey, that's a San Diego number, an 858. Let's give it a call. See what they're up to.
I've called those numbers when I get the text scams, and no one ever answers. And that bothers me because sometimes, you know, I'm bored. I want to have fun with them.
And didn't we call one a couple months ago and they did answer? Yeah, and Bill was like holding it together, like trying to do a prank call. I can't do it.
Oh, someone did answer?
Somebody did answer. They just weren't playing along very well. Hmm. Like, not at all. But I was trying not to like laugh my butt off. I was like, I had my hands over my mouth because I don't know how you were holding a straight face. I can't do that.
Well, then maybe I won't give up. Maybe we will call someday.
Yeah, let's give it another go.
All right. You know what else today is?
What's that?
Today is Morgan Monday.
That's right.
That starts today. Now, what does that mean? It means you could get Morgan Wallen tickets for next month at Huntington Bank Field. I could explain that to you right now, but I think our voice guy does a better job. So here he is. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa and Larissa from Parma is on the line right now. Good morning, Larissa.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Hey.
You know, it's cool now that I've been here for 3 years and I'm now able to start putting faces to names.
I love that. I know. Larissa walked with us in the Pride Parade last month.
Yes, I did.
And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, because a lot of the time we're just talking to people. We have no idea who they are. So it's so good to actually be on the phone with a friend.
Yay. I'm very excited.
Now, Larissa, why did you call us up again?
Because it's Morgan Wallen Monday, so...
It is Morgan Monday.
Yes. So okay. What do I need to do?
Okay, so you heard I had some help.
Yes.
Okay, so what you need to do now is go to Q104.com, and I think you got some time, right?
Yeah, you got some time, but right on the homepage, right when you go to Q104.com, the first thing that you're going to see, it says Morgan Mondays on Q104, and you click that... And then you'll see a space to enter a code word. Okay, so your code word is going to be, it's Monday, right, Bill?
Yes, you just put in Monday.
The word Monday.
And every time you hear a Morgan Wallen song today on Q104, you do the same exact thing and you enter the word Monday. It's the same code word every time.
And so every entry is another chance to win.
Perfect. Okay, done.
Yes. Got it. All right, Larissa, have a great day today.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.
And Morgan Monday is going to happen every Monday in the month of July, so be aware of that.
Making Mondays exciting.
Alyssa and I are catching up this morning because we haven't seen each other in a while.
I know.
It feels like.
I missed you. When's our next day of work?
How was your birthday?
It was so nice.
What did you end up doing?
I just kind of took it easy. My mom and I went to Gordon Square area and kind of bopped around for a little bit. Got some drinks, went to Brew Nuts, got a big old donut, went and got some tacos.
You got donuts and then tacos?
Yeah.
Seems like it's too close together to have those foods.
You know, I understand that, but my birthday is only one day, so you gotta make some sacrifices there. Just gotta go for it all.
Well, that's good. And then you mentioned to me earlier this morning that you're still painting. So Alyssa has a big painting project at her house right now. That's her home remodel project that's going on. So
we got to bring some color into our house.
How's that going?
It's going well. If you're wondering what color my living room is, I got some in my hair and I can't get it out. So I'll show you.
You have paint?
There's some paint in my hair. I washed it twice and I can't get the paint out. But it's going well. So far, we have the living room done. The kitchen is done. So we're just making our way through the house now.
But you're not frustrated? I know I would be so frustrated with a painting project at my house because I screw something up. I would paint something I didn't want to paint. I would, spill a paint bucket all over the floor. I would accidentally brush up against the TV with a paintbrush.
Oh, God.
I would do something that would just frustrate me. You're not having any of those moments?
No, I would say the most frustrating part is that I keep getting quarts of paint thinking that it's enough and it's not. So I really just need to buck up and get gallons.
How many times have you gone back to the paint store to get paint because you're just getting quarts?
Oh, so there we did one accent wall, a light pale yellow in the kitchen. So I thought one quart for one wall would be plenty. This is now, I'm going to go get the third quart today after work of this color of paint. I'm so sick of getting lazy sun yellow. I need to go get, I'm going to know the paint guy by name.
And where do you go? Lowe's?
Parma, Brooklyn.
They shake it up for you?
Oh, yeah, they shake it up. And seriously, the guy is going to know me by name very soon. I've been there four times in the past 7 days.
All right, very good.
Yeah, so it's going good. Good stuff.
My weekend was good. There was a lot of baseball.
Yeah, it looked like you were at the tournament on the 4th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had two games on Thursday, one on Friday, one on Saturday, so a lot of baseball. And then something else that happened to me over this weekend that I have to wait to mention because we'll get to that about an hour from now. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. What's going on with you?
You've got the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. It's Q104. Benson Boone, hope you had a good 4th of July weekend. It's Bill and Alyssa. As I was drifting off to sleep last night, Paula was next to me and she was still on her phone. And she said, oh my gosh. She's like, Oasis was in concert. It happened.
I know. I cannot believe that it actually happened. For anybody listening that does not know, Oasis is two brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher, and they are infamous for beefing, fighting. They can't stand each other.
So last night was the first show of the reunion tour, right? And it happened in Cardiff, Wales.
Yeah.
It's been 16 years since those two have been on a stage together.
That is so crazy.
So I don't know what Paula was looking at. I don't know if she just saw a story or if she was seeing clips from the show.
I think there was a live stream, I believe, because I saw some comments of people saying that the live stream sounded amazing. Did you see that people were actually placing bets on whether or not they would actually make it to concert or if they would break up again?
Well, that's been happening for a while. When they first announced the shows, I want to say a year ago.
Yeah, it was a year ago because I remember making jokes on air that I was well, there's plenty of time for them to change their minds. But there is still a bet going on for them to break up, obviously, at any point during this tour. But this one's cracking me up. Bets for Liam and Noel having a physical altercation on stage during the reunion tour, 12-1.
I mean, it could happen.
It could happen.
I mean, they have history, those two.
They definitely do. They definitely do.
60,000 people saw the show last night. A lot of those 90s hits that you remember, they played them all.
I think the closest that they are coming to us, I believe, is Chicago.
Yeah, maybe New Jersey.
Something like that. Are you going to go? I know
Toronto.
You love Oasis.
I would love to go. I mean, you can have Benson Boone. You can have Morgan Wallen. I would love to see Oasis.
Bill wants Oasis and Bare Naked Ladies. That's what Bill wants.
I'm not going to go see Bare Naked Ladies.
Those are the two bands.
Yeah, that's Bare Naked Ladies for a completely different reason.
I told my mom when I was with her on my birthday, a Bare Naked Ladies song came on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can you believe Bill's two favorite bands are Oasis and Bare Naked Ladies? She was like, oh my God, those are like my least two favorite bands from that whole decade.
Well, if we can get Steve and Ed back on the same stage together, then I would go see Bare Naked Ladies. But I mean, we're just talking way too much about 90s bands right now.
Well, this is Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now.
What else happened over the weekend? The Guardians lost their 10th game in a row yesterday, so I guess...
We don't need to talk about that.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
The other thing that I wish that we didn't have to talk about, and I wish it didn't happen, was everything that you've been seeing coming out of Texas. Oh, my God.
It's one of those things that I kind of missed it because it was right over the 4th of July holiday, mm-hmm. which makes it, I don't know the details at all, but that just makes it so much more sad to me because it should have been such a fun day.
The death toll is now over 80, and there are still about 10 girls at this camp, Camp Mystic, that are still unaccounted for. This morning, I just can't imagine, like, as a parent, you send your kids to summer camp and you want them to go have the best time of their life. And then that happens. I can't imagine what those parents are going through.
I can't either. I really hope that they're found, hopefully safe.
Let's get some good vibes going this morning. That would make things better. 216-474-0104. What has you in a good mood this morning? What are you looking forward to? What's going on in your world that is making you happy? You can share with us and share those good vibes and keep those good vibes going. 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for connecting with us this morning. So the Vow of Silence Summer. It is a TikTok thing.
This is. I was pretty deep into my TikTok scroll last night when I came across it. So I'm surprised that you know what a Vow of Silence Summer is.
Well, I read a lot and someone wrote about the Vow of Silence Summer and I thought it was interesting. I don't need to be on TikTok to find out about these things.
I did think that this was pretty interesting too. I've never heard of it.
So instead of beach trips... and being on dating apps, that would be the hot girl summer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be hot girl summer. Last summer was brat summer.
Yes, this is Vow of Silence Summer. So women, specifically Gen Z women, are booking week-long stays at Catholic convents and monasteries.
This is real. Like, I wish that, like, we're not kidding. This is such a real thing that the TikTok that I saw last night actually was a girl saying that she did this last year and really enjoyed it. Went to go book another one for this summer and they were booked up. She's like, they're booked out for 3 months.
Okay. Was this person on TikTok, were they TikToking from the convent?
No.
Okay. Because I would think that
she was saying that she was trying to reserve her week of, her week-long vow of silence,
yeah.
And the nuns were like, we don't have any room for like 3 more months, so this might not be a summer thing.
I didn't even know you could do this. I didn't even know you could book a room at a convent.
I didn't either. It's like an Airbnb.
But the vow of silence part, so that comes in because The women are only writing notes, and they're using simple hand signs. They are, because at a convent, you're going to find a lot of places to pray,
mm-hmm.
peaceful gardens, and long stretches of quiet during the entire week. I just didn't know. You're right. It is like Airbnb.
But for
convent beds.
For convents. And apparently it's all the rage this summer.
I mean, I guess the nuns, they want a side hustle too. So
do they make money off of this? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they don't keep the money.
Oh, I'm sure they don't keep it. The money
probably goes towards the overall upkeep of the convent.
Yeah.
You know, because they need to buy food and
whatever else.
Yeah, they need, it's their day-to-day expenses. This is very Sound of Music.
It really is. If this was something that you wanted to do this summer, you might want to look into it fast.
I can't even tell you how to find
the one that the TikTok that I was watching last night. I believe she said it was in upstate New York that she was looking to go. But I mean, again, they were all booked, so.
Maybe it is like Airbnb. It would have to be, right? Like, how else are you, unless you call them directly.
There might even be one around here we just don't know about.
Like they have, like, somebody who specifically answers the calls at the front desk and books you in. Like, yes, we do have an opening the week of August 7th. And
please, if you have any cancellations, though, 48 hours before the date of check-in.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody has tried the vow of silence summer, let us know. 216-474-0104. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. That's coming up, the Q Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Great to have you with us. After this weekend, I will probably not take a kayak out on Lake Erie to watch fireworks.
Did you do that this year?
I did, finally. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you did not tell me that you took a kayak out there.
And I say probably because I'm just hedging my bets. I mean, maybe I'll try it again next year. I've always wanted to do this, though. Because I don't like crowds.
Okay, yeah, that's one way to avoid it in a single-person kayak.
And honestly, though, the lake was a little crowded on July 4th.
Even in the water?
Sure, all the boats.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I took Drew with me, and Drew is my 10-year-old. And so he's in the front of the kayak, I'm in the back. Drew wanted to help as far as rowing.
Yeah.
But I'm always afraid that if I give him an oar, he's going to lose the oar and
and just drop it in the water.
And it's going to float away.
Okay, that's fair.
So he was a little bummed about that. But it's been a while since I've been kayaking. It's been a good year since I've been out on the water.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm just getting older or if I'm out of shape, but it seemed like it took a lot more work to get to where I wanted to go. And so this is right around 9:30 on Thursday night, on July 4th.
Okay.
And so we're in Rocky River, and we're heading up. The plan was to go watch the Lakewood fireworks from where we were, from our vantage point on the river.
Okay.
On the water in Lake Erie. And so we made it up there in plenty of time, and we're just chilling. And that was probably the best part, is when the fireworks came. When the fireworks started and we watched it, that was the best.
Oh, I'm sure. That had to be amazing.
Just laying there and chilling and watching the fireworks. And Drew had a great time.
Oh, good.
So I've only been kayaking, I don't know, maybe 5-6 times in my life.
That's a lot more than me. That's a lot more than me. So good for you.
I can't say that I'm a part of the active kayak community.
But you've put in your dues.
But I've tried to figure out, you know, what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And from what I understand, I don't think that boaters appreciate kayakers.
Yeah, I feel like there is definitely a little bit of beef there between those two groups of people.
I don't know if there's beef. I don't know if there's animosity, but I think that...
I think there's probably animosity from the kayakers.
Maybe.
A little less from the boats themselves, but I'm sure that people driving the boats get a little annoyed.
I think so. And I think it, maybe you can compare it to maybe motorists and bicyclists.
That's, I think, the perfect analogy.
Is it's not that I mind that you're there, but it's just one more thing that I've got to
take into consideration.
Right. As I'm trying to negotiate my way through the streets.
Right.
I don't want to hit someone on a bicycle. And so at least a few times, someone on a boat would stop and interact with me.
Okay.
And the first one is we're just laying there watching the fireworks and a boat is coming past us and they're far away, but you can still have conversations. And so all of a sudden I hear, "Are you okay?"
Oh, they were concerned.
And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What are you doing?
What do I look like I'm doing?"
I said, "We're just watching fireworks." And he's like, "Oh." He's like, "Why?"
And what kind of question is that?
And I say, "Because I don't have any friends that own a boat."
Do you want to let us on your boat, dude? Like,
and he's like, "Oh, well, just be careful." Yeah, I think that that's probably it. It's so Drew and I had we had flashlights, like headlamps, attached to our heads.
Okay, so you might have looked a little lost at sea.
Maybe they thought that. They're probably worried that they're not going to see us in the dark.
Okay.
That's probably part of it. They're like, because we're an impediment. And there's going to be a lot of boats coming through here after the fireworks are over. So maybe he was just worried.
I'm just laughing more so because your first reasoning for why you went out on a kayak, I don't like crowds. I don't like people, but apparently everybody still wants to talk to you, even when you're floating in the middle of a kayak.
Now I'm just out there annoying the boaters. It's not like I was the only kayaker out there. I mean, there weren't many. Maybe there were two other kayakers. I saw a couple of paddle boats, but I don't know. Is that annoying to boaters when we're out there, especially in the dark? I guess I could see that. It's like they've got a big vessel and I'm just out on a little kayak.
Just getting in the way. Yeah. If you have a boat, call us. Totally not because I'm going to try to be your friend and go on your boat, but more so that we can ask if kayakers are annoying.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to know.
I would also love to know if you have a boat, just for my own personal reasons.
I'm sure the boat owners are like, why would he even want to do this? It's like, why would he even want to get in that little boat and have to row? It's like, why get something with gas?
I'm making the most out of it. Okay, I'm doing what I can. I did see a TikTok over the weekend that's like, why does everyone wait until the 4th of July to announce that they have a boat? Like, I'm available other days. I can go out on a boat on other days. Don't wait till the 4th of July to tell me you got a boat.
Yeah, my neighbor took his boat out over the weekend.
Oh, did he? That boat that keeps getting ticketed.
Yeah, he didn't invite me, though.
Well, I hope he gets another ticket, then.
216-474-0104. Like I said, I probably won't do that again, but I don't know. Maybe I will.
The jury's out, though. Maybe. Don't rule it out.
216-474-0104. After this weekend, I'll never do blank again. What was it for you over this past 4th of July weekend? Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. By the way, my arms are so sore.
Oh, I'm sure that they are.
So sore in my chest muscles.
Kayaking through Lake Erie. Yeah, that'll do it to you, Bill.
It's been a while since I've used those muscles. Texters texting in. Boaters are snobs.
99% of the time.
Now, I did not find any boater to be a snob. I think they were just confused. I don't think they're used to seeing kayakers out on the water at that time of night.
Yeah, when it's getting dark, I could see how that would be a safety hazard.
But I stayed to the right. I stayed out of their way.
Stayed in the bike lane for the water.
And this is funny because someone just called it up to the show and we didn't put her on the air because we couldn't hear her. It was so loud and it sounded like she was calling us from inside of a tin can. Like, we could not hear what she was saying, but she's like, I own a boat. I wanted to chime in with what you're talking about. I said, I know, but we can't hear you. Can you go phone to ear? She's like, I really can't. I'm in my convertible right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my moment to make friends with a boat owner. And but we couldn't hear her on the Bluetooth.
I have a boat and now I'm in my convertible. Oh, congratulations on your success.
Different lives that we are living, but that's okay. We are happy for you.
Kristen in Willowick, good morning.
Good morning.
After this weekend, you'll never do blank again. What is that for you, Christy?
After this weekend, I will never, ever offer to be a designated driver at a wedding with an open bar, or actually, you know what, any event that has any open liquor for that matter.
Oh boy, this has a lot of directions it could go in. I'm curious of what went wrong.
Well, I have a question, Christy. Did you volunteer to be the designated driver or were you appointed?
I offered to drive on Saturday and it was my fiance's college friends and the wedding was down near Canton. I don't know if you know where that's at, but it's not very close. So it's a little bit of a hike and we didn't want to pay for a hotel or, you know, have to Uber all that way. Cause it would have been at least like $100, which is ridiculous. So I was like, okay, no biggie. I'll just be that person. I'll be the designated driver. And I was totally fine with it. I wasn't thinking anything that was going to be weird. and my fiance was having a really good time. He was dancing on the dance floor. You know, he was having a great time. He fell on his ass. Right. Oh. So I'm like, I love being that happy. Yeah.
Love that for him. Busting a move.
He's got some moves. Yeah. So everything was going great for the most part. Totally fine.
until this morning.
What?
So this morning.
This morning?
So this morning. My day was, like, completely ruined when I got inside my car. And I don't mean to be dramatic, but, like, that's how I experienced it.
Wait, what was in your car?
Okay, so on the way home from the wedding, my husband wanted to stop and get Taco Bell. So we did. And so I thought he took all the food into the house when we got home. But as I learned this morning, he definitely did not. And he left several soft tacos laying on the floor of the coffee seat. Several, not just one. Just like how do you miss that? Are you just like, you just miss the bag together? I'm not looking to check to see, you know, whatever. I'm getting out of the car. Anyways, this morning when I got in my car, it smelled like baby barf that had been sitting inside of like an industrial sized trash can with direct sunlight on it for like several weeks.
Ew.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I think it started to move, in fact.
Ew, no.
It was pretty bad. The smell, I think it's still in my nostrils.
Oh my God. It's been so hot. Wait, so you didn't drive anywhere. You said the wedding was, when was the wedding? Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
So you had not gotten in your car at all yesterday?
No.
No. Oh my God, it's been so hot.
Literally, I think it's morphing into something else. So, needless to say, no bueno, not good at all. I don't recommend leaving Taco Bell in your car overnight because it turned from a taco to like a hot pizza.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'd probably still eat it.
Bill. No, you would not.
I think I would.
No, you would not.
What's the difference? You put it in the microwave, you...
Wow.
You leave it in your hot car.
Like, improve your immune system, maybe, but like, yeah.
Ain't no way.
Thank you, Christy, for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Shaboozy. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I also watched a lot of TV over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the middle of season 4 of The Bear.
I was wondering if you were watching.
I've been seeing, and I haven't read them, but I've been seeing bad reviews of season 4.
Like, I've seen pretty mid reviews.
I'm really enjoying it.
Are
I don't
you?
Know. Yeah, I have not read the reviews, and I will not read them until I'm done with this season because I don't want to be influenced and I don't want to come across any spoilers.
Well, duh.
But I'm really enjoying this season. I don't understand why people are down on it, but I guess I'll find out once I finish the season and I'll read the review.
Yeah, maybe you'll learn.
Okay, Big Time Rush at Blossom, July 29th. We have tickets coming up during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play in less than 10 minutes. Matt in Cleveland is going to help us kick off a new week of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
You know the rules. It's 5 questions. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1. Are you ready, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. The WNBA announced they are bringing back a team to Cleveland in 2028. What was the name of Cleveland's original WNBA team from 97 until 2003?
Oh, God, was it the Rockers?
Question 2. The IX Center is in danger of closing again. What does IX stand for?
International Exposé.
Question 3. Jim Carrey played a man who unknowingly lives his entire life as the star of a reality television show. In this 1998 movie,
The Truman Show.
Question 4. One of the biggest tennis tournaments in the world is happening right now in England. It is called what?
Pass.
Final question. At Epcot Center, what is the giant golf ball shaped structure called?
Oh, I've never been there. I have the slightest idea.
All right, Matt. No worries. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Matt, let me count you up. I have you down 2 out of 5 today.
Ooh, that's not good.
It might be enough to beat Alyssa today. You never know.
Oh, I don't think so. She's pretty smart.
We are coming off a 3-day weekend. She might not be mentally prepared yet. Alyssa, it's Matt in Cleveland.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Alyssa.
He went 2 for 5 today, so you need 2 to tie and 3 if you want to win this game. Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going
to
be.
Question number one. The WNBA announced they are bringing back a team to Cleveland in 2028. What was the name of Cleveland's original WNBA team from 97 until 2003?
The Rockers. I really hope we get that name back.
Time will tell. Question two. The IX Center is in danger of closing again. What does IX stand for?
International. International Exploration.
Sorry. Ooh. Matt said expose. It's International Exposition.
Oh, there it is. Not even a word that starts with an X.
See, if everybody knew this, maybe it wouldn't be closing.
Oh, well, maybe.
Question three. Jim Carrey played a man who unknowingly lives his entire life as the star of a reality television show in this 1998 movie.
I often wonder if this is my life. Like, I think this on a daily basis. The Truman Show.
Right. Correct.
Movie messed me up, man.
Did it really?
It did. I literally think on a daily basis, like, am I being Truman Showed? Does everyone else know what's going on? And I just don't.
Question number four. One of the biggest tennis tournaments in the world is happening right now in England. It is called what?
The World Open?
Sounds like me.
Gosh, I know.
I don't know.
You guys are getting the same questions correct and missing the same questions. It's Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're from Cleveland, not big tennis people over here.
Right.
Well, you guys have the tie today. This question will decide if Alyssa gets the outright win. At Epcot Center, what is the giant golf ball-shaped structure called?
Oh, my gosh.
They're closing it down and refurbishing it. Refurbishing it.
One more time. You can do it.
Refurbishing it.
Still not it. Refurbishing. Do I get a point for saying it right?
Nope.
Well, I don't know the answer, so.
Spaceship Earth. We will have to settle for the tie today.
Okay. Ooh. But she still won. Because we tied.
She's still because you tied. Yes.
You know what, though? Those were tough questions.
They were.
I'll take the tie today. I hope you're happy with the tie, too.
I am. I am absolutely satisfied.
Matt, thank you so much. We have some excellent prizes for you.
Thank you very much. My name is Matt, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104. Thank you for being here. Yes, if you want to end a relationship, but you really don't know what to say, more and more people are turning to AI. You are correct, Alyssa. They're going to ChatGPT because they don't know what to say.
Yeah, ChatGPT, I mean, I try to use it very sparingly. It uses a lot of energy to do your searches in ChatGPT, but I do find myself more often than not, if I have to send a text or an email that I'm really not sure how to put words together. AI is great for that.
Do you see anything wrong with that,
though? Oh, yes. I see the problems. I really do. I see it.
So according to this survey, 41% of young adults have used AI to help end a relationship. Almost 50% of Gen Z have turned to AI to help write breakup texts, apologies, or to help manage relationship conflicts.
Yeah.
And about half have used it to write apologies or other emotionally sensitive messages.
We're making AI more empathetic than the people around us. It's kind of crazy.
But it makes me think that I'm not sure if I would trust the person that was apologizing to me, because especially in a text or an email.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would think, did you write this or did AI write this?
And is this actually how you're really feeling, or did a chatbot just pump it out to you and you're sending it to me?
So I wanted to test this out. And my ChatGPT, I have named her Max. Or she named herself.
Yeah, she named herself.
I said, Max, I want to break up with my co-host.
What?
Of the radio show, Alyssa. You know Alyssa.
And, oh my God.
And Max remembers you.
Oh, thanks, Max.
I say, can you help me craft a sensitive breakup message?
What did Max have to say?
Let's find out. I'm the one adding the sensitive music.
Just really setting the mood.
Right. So here's what Max, ChatGPT, came up with. Hey, Alyssa. This isn't easy to say, and I've been sitting with it for a while because I truly respect you and what we've built together on the show. But I think it's time for me to step away from our co-host partnership. This isn't about drama or anything you've done. It's just something I've felt more clearly over time. Our chemistry is made for some great radio, and I always appreciate that. But creatively and personally, I feel like I need a different direction right now. I want to handle this transition with total respect and openness, and I hope we can talk about how to move forward in a way that feels fair and thoughtful to both of us. Thank you for hearing me out. And again, thank you for all the energy and care you've brought to the microphone.
Okay, you know what? You got to hand it to AI. You got to hand it to Max. It's pretty good. That's pretty good. And you know what? I'm going to be really bold here and say, I think more people should use it when doing apologies, when anything, because that was actually quite nice. My feelings are intact. And if that was real, I'd feel good about it.
Can you imagine someone just tuning into the show like halfway through that speech?
That's all I got thinking about. It's like somebody's going to turn this on and be like, wait a second.
What is going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Bring on this morning! You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Listen to this conversation that I had with some friends over the weekend, just sitting in the backyard. And the disagreement that we had, there were multiple people that disagreed on this. And so I wanted to get your take on this, Alyssa, and everybody's take on this.
Okay.
So when you go out to a restaurant and you finish the meal and you've paid the check and it's time to go. Do you stack up the plates in the silverware on the table to help who's ever going to bus it after you leave, or who's ever going to, you know, turn over the table? Do you do that?
I do, personally.
Always? Every time?
If it's a huge group, if I'm out with, like, my family, like, six people, probably not. Because they're also going to get annoyed with me if I start grabbing everyone's plates. But if it's just me and Bryce, absolutely.
You'll do that?
Yes.
Paula does that quite a bit.
Did Paula ever work in a restaurant?
I don't think so.
Or like any sort of service industry job?
I don't think so, but it's been so long I don't remember anymore.
Because I think that's kind of where it starts. At least for me, that's where it started. Like habitually, after having done that job, I'm like, I'm going to help someone out here, just make their life a little easier once we leave this table. Do you do that?
I don't do it every time.
Okay.
I don't think of it. I think Paula thinks of it more than I do, is because she's a better person than me. but then there were friends of mine who were saying, no, don't do that. That's trashy. And I'm like,
what?
How is that trashy?
Yeah, what? How is that trashy?
And they're like, because that makes it look like you can't be served. You can't allow someone to serve you because you're then stacking up your plates and your silverware and putting all your glasses together. They're like, it's trashy.
What? I've never heard that. And I've never thought that as a patron in a restaurant.
Two people over at my house.
Like two separate, like not just like a married couple, like
right.
Two separate people said that.
Yeah, they said don't do that.
What?
They don't want that. They want it bussed in a certain way. I think more their point was it's trashy. It makes you look trashy.
Yeah, that's weird. I've never heard that.
I don't get it at all. I think it makes you look classy.
I was going to say, I think if anything, it makes you look helpful and makes you look like you're thoughtful for the waitress or waiter that's been taking care of you.
I think the same people that stack up their plates at the end of a meal, I think that those are the same people that return their grocery cart to the
yes.
proper place when they're shopping at a grocery store.
Totally.
But then, I mean, if you do really go to a nice restaurant and you just finish eating, like I can understand. I understand their point. They're saying, well, like, why are you stacking up your plates?
I mean,
just
the way
get up and go.
If it's a nice, nice restaurant,
right, then
shouldn't they be coming around and grabbing your plate when you're done anyways?
Right. But
if it's like, if we're talking like a Chili's or an Applebee's, yeah, there's probably going to be plates on the table at the end of the day.
So it matters what type of restaurant you're at?
I don't want to say it matters, like, for whether or not you should do it. But I do feel like nicer restaurants, they do tend to come around a little more often.
Yeah.
And pick up your plates when you're done with like your appetizers or your meal, and then they'll offer dessert.
Yeah, that's what my friends were trying to, they were trying to explain the optics of being at a nice restaurant and you're there stacking up dirty dishes on your table.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't think less of somebody if they did it though.
216-474-0104. After you finish eating, do you stack your plates to make it easier for the person that's about to bus your table? Is that classy or is that trashy? 216-474-0104. It's Q104. This conversation that I was having with some friends over the weekend that I wanted to get your opinion on about stacking plates at a restaurant. After you're done eating, you've paid the check, you're about to leave. Do you stack up the plates from all of the members that were sitting at the table, and then the silverware and
the cups and the plates and everything, to just make it easier for the person that's going to come bust the table once you leave?
I had friends of mine that said, don't do that. It's trashy. It makes it, their points were, it looks like that you can't be served. Like you're unable to be served. They're like, if you're going to stack up your plates, why don't you just go get your own refills?
Oh, my gosh. That's two totally different things. You're sitting at the table for one of them.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see if anybody agrees with my friends. Let's see what Katie and Berea has to say. Katie, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I don't agree with your friends. I don't think it's trashy. I think it's very helpful. I used to be a server at Olive Garden, and we were in charge of having to clear everything but the glasses. So the busboys had to get the glasses and then wipe it down. So if somebody did that for me, I'd be like, oh, awesome, you know, in my mind. Like, this makes it easier. So I don't know. I've always done it. I just think it's helpful. It's not trashy.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Let's see. Now I can't read my own writing again. Is this Cortunder? No, what is your first name? It's not Cortunder, is it?
Courtney.
Courtney!
There you go. There it is.
Man, I just cannot. Like, sometimes I'm just writing so fast, I can't read what I wrote.
That would be a unique name, though.
It Cortunder? Really would.
This is my daughter, Cortunder. what do you think, Courtney, about stacking plates after you finish a meal?
I'm completely fine with it. I have friends who work in the service industry from like high end to low end, and we've always done it. And basically the reason I do it is kind of like the caller before. I feel like it's kind of you're being a little bit more respectful to the person that's busting the table, because a lot of the times like they're looked down on, and I don't agree with that. We just do it, but if we're at like a nicer restaurant, we kind of set it to the end of the table where we don't have as many people sitting. So it's not really an eyesore. It's more just like a, hey, we're done, but we're not done. But I agree, like, if it's at a higher-end restaurant, 9 times out of 10, they're already coming and bussing it already.
Interesting.
Before you even have to, so.
Okay.
But I don't think it's trashy whatsoever. If anything, if you worked in the service industry, I think people view it as, oh, thank you so much. You're respecting that. Like, I have to do this all the time for everybody, because not everybody does stack them. So I think that they would appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Cortunder.
Yeah. And I mean, nobody likes cleaning up a mess. Nobody likes to do that. Even my own mess, I don't like cleaning up half the time. Cleaning up other people's messes is never fun. And we just got this text, too, that I think sums it up perfectly. Texted in and said, just because it's someone else's duty does not mean that you are not permitted to be helpful. Which, 10 out of 10. So I agree with that.
So what are my friends talking about?
I don't know. I think your friends are kind of crazy.
Time to find some new friends?
Okay, I wouldn't go that far, but maybe time for them to, maybe one of them need to pick up a part-time job as a waitress or a waiter and just go back to that world for a second just to remember that, yes, it is helpful to stack your plates.
All right, we have tickets to see, we have so many tickets this week.
We do. I know it's Morgan Monday, so every time you hear a Morgan Wallen song, you could win tickets to see him next month. We've got tickets for Alyssa's College of Knowledge to see Big Time Rush at Blossom later this month. And then after 9 o'clock.
I'm just going to sit back and let you go.
Kesha! We got Kesha tickets coming up too, which, Bill, I don't know if you've seen, but she started her tour. And I have been seeing clips all over TikTok. This seems like it's going to be like the party of the summer, Kesha's tour. So we've got tickets to see her coming up after 9 o'clock.
We are going to North Royalton to talk to Nikki. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Not only are we going to talk to Nikki, Nikki is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So Nikki, I have 5 questions right here. The rules, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yes.
Number one, what U.S. city is famous for the cheesesteak?
New York.
Question two, what Friends star once danced with Bruce Springsteen in a music video?
Oh, dang. Phoebe.
Question three, you used to get your kicks on this famous road that stretches between Illinois and California before it was decommissioned as a U.S. highway?
Route 66.
Question four, yen is the form of currency that is used in what country?
China.
Final question, in the movie The Da Vinci Code, in what famous museum does part of the story take place?
The Met.
All right, Nikki. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? Nikki, it's really your choice. Do you want to know how you did, or would you like me to not tell Alyssa how you did? I mean,
don't tell Alyssa.
Don't tell her?
No.
I will protect you. Alyssa, meet Nikki in North Royalton.
Good morning, Nikki.
Hi.
I'm not going to tell you how Nikki did.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of that conversation, so.
I'm just going to give you your five questions, and we'll see how you do, smarty pants.
Okay. All right. Hit me. Let's go.
Acting so braggadocious over there. Question one. What U.S. city is famous for its cheesesteak?
Philadelphia.
Question two. What Friends star once danced with Bruce Springsteen in a music video?
I don't know. Courtney Cox.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Famously in the Dancing in the Dark video before she got famous.
Wow.
Question three. You used to get your kicks on this famous road that stretches between Illinois and California before it was decommissioned as a U.S. highway.
Yeah, it's a little overhyped. I've driven it. Can confirm. That's Route 66.
Question four. Yen is the form of currency that is used in what country?
China. Japan.
Japan!
Dang.
You still get that one wrong, though.
That's fine.
You're not allowed to get it wrong and then get it right.
I just did that for myself. I need to feel right at the end of the day.
Final question. In the movie The Da Vinci Code, in what famous museum does part of the story take place?
The Met?
That was also Nikki's guess. Unfortunately, it's incorrect. It's the Louvre in Paris.
Oh. It's another museum with a nickname, Nikki. We guessed the wrong one.
Oh, we did.
Oh, Nikki. It was great to have you. Final score today. I don't even know. Alyssa won.
Okay. You don't got to say anymore.
Yeah, that's all
enough.
We need to
That's
say.
All we need to know.
Nikki, try back again some other day, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
And we do have fantastic parting gifts for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. My name is Nikki, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.